Hi there, Christian. Thank you for holding, by the way. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Okay. Hey, good, Paul. Thank you so much for asking. Yeah, it's good. You know, it's raining. Good thing
yeah.
I'm working inside right now.
Right, exactly. Well, it's a good opportunity for me to speak with you, and I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's the power of this listing. People will not need to already know the name of your company. Of course, the business is brand new, but there are people in Yakima Valley that need a painter, and they're going to Google it. They're going to get on their smartphone or hop on a computer. They're going to type in painter near me or painting contractor or residential painter, interior painter, whatever they might type in. I mean, as long as it's a service you provide and, of course, in your service area, you'll be one of those top options that pop up when people do that search. Now, I mean, obviously, you use Google yourself, so you know that you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And, of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call your company. But that's actually a good thing, Christian. You're not going to get a bunch of phone calls from people who are not really sure what they want, or they're looking for a bunch of estimates or calling around looking for the cheapest guy. You'll get calls, though, directly and specifically to you from someone who will have seen a .com website for you first. So they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. By the time they decide to call you, it's because they want to hire you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. The calls do come directly to you. So it's not like a lead-based service where you would pay for the lead and then chase down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be a flat rate. And the best part about it is you are a very young company, so you absolutely qualify for the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is for young businesses such as yours, and it's a significant savings. It actually does save you a little bit more than 50% every single month that you choose to use the service. It brings the rate down from what would normally have been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount, meaning there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. Like I said, the calls do come directly to you. Now, this is, of course, not just for Google. To get you on that first page of Google does require that we create the content the search engine search for, meaning you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, etc. All of that functioning a bit like a website in that it does talk about your company, your services, your service area. It does, of course, link back to the verified listings on Google and Bing and to that .com website that we'll build. Now, I would also recommend a paid Facebook campaign, social media, because you're looking to target the entire county. If it is in the budget for you, it does add $100 to the cost of the service. Now, as far as pricing goes, you'd be looking at a flat rate of $199.00. That's for the local campaign. But what I want to do is include the website for you at no additional cost. I mean, our job obviously is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It is, of course, to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So we want you to see success. It is a month-to-month service, so we want to get your phone ringing quickly and keep it ringing. The website, of course, meaning that we build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost, that $199 would be the exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. That's going to get you about a 20-mile radius, so maybe not everywhere you want to go, which is why, like I said, we can include a paid Facebook ad campaign. That does bring it up to a flat rate of $299. You know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. You know, how far you want to go, really, for the job, how much work you can actually take on, and, of course, what the budget allows. At least on the surface there, Christian, which of those two campaigns do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
Well, I'm going to... Okay. Okay, Paul, so let me be straight with you. I'm not going
to
push it aside. I've got an offer for $269. Can you beat that?
Yeah, actually. Is that going to include a social media campaign as well? A website also?
They were going to let me choose one, not both.
Okay. So at $299, you get a .com website fully customized for your business as well as $100 worth of Facebook ads, so you don't have to choose. And I don't know who this other company is, but if they're kind of restricting what...
I don't know who they were either. They just called me talking about Google as well, trying to add me on Google.
What held you back
from... They just called me...
What held you back from moving forward with them?
I was going to move forward with them, but like I told the guy, I didn't have the cash on me at that moment. And he's like, well, this thing ends today. And so I was I can't do it today.
When did they call you?
They called me not yesterday, the day before.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's why I told him, I'm like, shit, everything sounds good. Like, you know, I was telling them, like, everything sounds good. I wanted it and everything. But he said, he just said that, he's like, well, it was only that one day thing and it ended. I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. Like, we couldn't do it. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it was a miss on my end. So that's why I'm asking. That's why I'm telling you. I'm like, yeah, I've already got a call like this, but. They wanted me, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, if you can match my $269, I will most likely call my partner up and we'll probably go get it and, you know what I mean? But, because we do have the money now today, you know what
okay.
I mean?
So, if I can do that, you'd move forward today?
I'd move forward today, yes. You would just have to give me, like, because right now I'm actually at work. Because right now I'm working two jobs because, you know, how my company's barely starting, so I need to.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I need
okay.
to work two jobs. And,
I got
and
you.
So right now I'm at the other job, and so what I have to do is I'd have to call the boss and have him, if he can give me, like, an hour so I can go put money into my account.
Okay.
But like I said, if you can match that, like I said, and give me the, you know, at least the one page with the web page and, everything else that we were talking about, I will go ahead and move forward.
Okay. So the only thing that I've got in my system that is lower than the new business rate is officially coded as a friends and family rate. So I will talk to my supervisor about that. I mean, I'm not obviously not going to tell him that, you know, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. I don't think I'd have to. I would tell him, though, that you are a young company. It looks like you might also be trying Angie Leads as well. So that's going to help. I mean, my supervisor knows how expensive that service is. So I'm going to see.
Yeah,
and I've been with the
company
for a long time. If I can get that friends and family rate approved, then – what it would actually do is it's going to drop the cost of the service and it's going to drop the cost of the setup fee. So you'd be looking at $249 a month And I would do a $20 setup beyond that. So it'd be $269 for the first month, and every month after that it would actually only be $249. I'll have to talk to my supervisor about that, though. But, I mean, if I can get that approved, would that be fair enough for you to move forward today?
Yes, sir. That's fair enough for me.
Okay. So I'll talk to my boss, and then, I mean, I'm pretty sure I could get that approved. I don't usually ask for something like this. But, you know, I've been with the company long enough that I think he'll understand why I'm asking. And I know for a fact he's been making that kind of exception for some of my colleagues, some of the other pricing directors. So when would it be a good time for me to give you a call back? Like, when would the funds be available for me to get this set up and started for you?
Oh, okay. So I was thinking if you can give me a call back before, like, give me a call back and, like, when your boss approves it.
Oh, really?
And then I will call my boss, and then I will go ahead and move on and go get that money and put it into my account.
So that being the case, let me message my supervisor right now. We use Google Chat so he can respond pretty quick here. And while I'm doing that, let me just get a little bit of information. I mean, assuming he's going to allow me to do that. Let me get a little bit of information from you. I mean, I know it's C&O Painting. I realize that it is an LLC. My question for you is, branding your business with the LLC attached is a personal preference. It's completely up to you, but we do want it to be the same everywhere. So did you want it to be C&O Painting or C&O Painting LLC?
C&O Painting LLC.
Perfect. And the and between the C and the O, that's the symbol, the ampersand, right? Not the A and D spelled out?
That's correct.
Okay. Is the phone number that we're speaking on, Christian, is it the best number for your customers to call, the 509-571-7596? Is that really the business number?
Yes, this is the best number to call.
Okay, and obviously it is a good number for us to reach you as well. Is it a smartphone? I mean, can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, I can.
So what happens? I mean, obviously everything's going to have the click-to-call feature, so your customers will call you directly. On the website that we build, though, there will also be an option for them to fill out the contact form, kind of tell you where they're located and what they want to have done, et cetera. When they do that, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that same flat rate. You're not going to pay extra for those leads either. Anything that they do type into that form also repopulates on your tracking and reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's a personal email address, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, Christian, a lot of times we'll email things to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
My business email address is CO Painting 23@gmail.com.
Perfect.
And real quick, Pa, I just got a question real quick. How much did you say the monthly bill was going to be?
So the friends and family rate, if I can approve it, would take $50 off of the $299 and drop it down to $249. So the monthly would be $249, and we would just do a $20 setup fee. I'm trying to keep that at $269 even in the first month. Normally it's a $99 setup fee. But, you know, like I said, you're a young company, and it looks like you're using Angie Leads. I mean, not that we have anything at all to do with that company or even with their business model of sending and selling you leads and then turning around and selling those leads to your competitors. But, you know, there's a promo code that I'm adding here. It's for someone who is currently or even has recently paid advertising dollars elsewhere. It does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. I mean, you don't normally take 20, 30, or even 50% off of that setup fee, but I'm actually going to take, you know, $79 off of that $99 setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $20 there. So your first month would be $269. Every month moving forward is $249 if my supervisor allows for that friends and family rate. And the $249 is an exact amount, so it's a lot easier to budget for than like a lead-based service. Of course, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. It would bill once a month moving forward at that exact amount of $249.
Okay. And so when you put that page our name onto Google, how long is it going to be there until we stop paying you?
That's correct, yeah.
Like until
As long as you're a client of ours, you'll be in that local map, that PAC result for people to find you and call you. And as long as you choose to use the service, it is a month-to-month service, but as long as you choose to use the service, you'll stay right there on that first page, and that reduced rate would stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. So it's not going to be an introductory rate that's later going to balloon up on you. As long as you keep the service, it would stay at that flat rate, that $249. Christian, what is your last name?
Lucatero. L-U-C-A-T-E-R-O.
Okay. And then, Mr. Lucatero, for the business itself, are you guys Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you guys want to be found online?
We wanted to just be Monday through Friday. We will be working on Saturdays too, but,
kind of by appointment only?
Yes.
So what out is that, like 7 to 7, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday? When
It's from 8 to 5.
8 to 5? Okay, perfect.
Monday to Friday.
Are you taking at this point cash, check, credit card, anything like Cash App, Venmo, PayPal?
We're going to be taking checks and cash right now.
Cash and check, okay, perfect. Oh, hang on one second. I heard a chime. I hope it's my supervisor. Oh, it is. It says, Paul, for this very young company, certainly especially one trying Angie Leads, I would be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $249 moving forward with the website included. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time that you use a friends and family rate, which I guess is kind of funny, and it's probably definitely true. I try to not go below something like a new business rate. I mean, when we're including a website and things like that, to be quite honest with you, we're going to spend more on the first month on our end and time and resources and the direct costs to create that content and the website, and we're still doing the Facebook ads as well. So really, your success is our success. We have to earn your business for a few months just for us to break even. But our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So I'm pretty glad that my supervisor is allowing me to get this within your budget and keep it at that $249 moving forward. The other thing I wanted to ask you, you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or anything like that.
No, I go to them, yes.
Okay, yeah. And Google fully expects that. I mean, Google expects service-based businesses to be run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. If you don't have, I mean, even if you had like an office or, you know, someplace you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list an address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code. I did, though, actually on that Angie's Leads file, see 1218 South 41st Avenue, Unit B. Is that like a residence?
That's the address. Yeah, that's where I live. Yes.
Oh, that's where you live. Okay.
That's the one I'm going to be using.
Gotcha. Yeah, so like I said, Google's going to list you as Yakima, but not the zip code and certainly not your street address. I mean, especially since you're out in the field most days, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on that door, so your address would be hidden. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We're going to want you to speak with one of our technicians about, you know, the not just the hours of operation that you're listed for, the forms of payment, but, you know, things like mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, et cetera. What's unique about your business if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And of course, we want to talk to you in detail about your services and your service area. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And of course, we'll schedule that call for after we're able to process that payment. So maybe later on this afternoon, or I don't know, possibly even tomorrow. But I think there's a lot. Let me pull it up real quick. So this afternoon, there's actually 4, 5, and there is one spot available. Well, 4 o'clock it looks like. But we could do 1, 2, 3 o'clock. There is a spot available at 11 too. Looks like the last
what day
one.
Is today?
That would be today if it works out for you. Yeah, looks like the last one.
Well,
might
I'm off work. I mean, at 4 o'clock. If you have one at 4 o'clock, that'd be great.
Okay, let me take a look at that calendar and see if it updates and allows me to put one in that spot. And then, of course, the other thing that I need to do here, and it's required of us as we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, of course, that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time. That in this case, it would be that friends and family rate with the website included. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward.
Sorry. Did you a website, and did you also get in one of the social media pages?
Yeah, there's going to be Facebook paid ads as well, so we can target all of Yakima Valley, specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions even that are going to be most profitable for you to be found. So, yeah, the friends and family rate is the lowest rate that we offer, but it is for that comprehensive package that includes the website as well as the paid social media and the Facebook ads.
Okay, yeah, because that's why I was asking about the monthly charge, because like I told you before, over there they were offering me the $269, but the monthly charge was going to be cheaper, but I was getting just one of them, and now since I'm paying $240, that's like the premium package pretty much, right?
It is, yeah, it is. In fact, it's actually on our website as the premium package. The platinum package. So, yeah, it's kind of the bells and whistles program. It's really what you need to cover, you know, the entire county and get calls quickly for you. So I'm really glad, like I said, that my supervisor is allowing me to approve that friends and family rate and get you everything included. In fact, I'm actually required to read the voice verification before I ask you for any form of payment. And again, it's going to outline everything that's included, the pricing and all of that. If everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Christian, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Lucatero, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
B&O Painting LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. Again, with the and being the ampersand, the symbol for the word not A&D spelled out. And then, Christian, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Christian Lucatero, and I'm part owner of the C&O Painting LLC.
Okay. And then, Christian, as part owner of C&O Painting LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Lucatero, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out and contact you directly. We do specifically for that reason request that you agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Christian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. And like I said, we are already aware of the Angie lead. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information, including the LLC, stays accurate, current, consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Christian, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Lucatero, that's fair enough, right?
That's fair. Yes, sir.
Perfect, yeah. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your information stays accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and with my supervisor actually allowing me to do the friends and family rate, with it being a month-to-month service and the website included, and, of course, that reduced setup fee as well, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that very greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 6th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $269.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of just $249.00. And Christian, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we're also going to include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website, Christian, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included in that $249. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis and completely at will. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Christian, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Lucatero, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Christian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification, and then I know that you still need to put money on that card, but is that card, that first month's payment, going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, a Visa?
It's going to be in a Visa.
Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
No, it's my name.
And is it just first and last name, or is there a middle initial on there as well?
There's the other last name. There's a second last name on there.
Okay. So Christian Lucatera, and then you've got the second last name on there as well?
Yeah, it's ULLOA.
Okay. And then, oh, you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4494.
Okay.
9704.
Yes, sir.
9386.
Okay.
9480.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
557.
And the expiration month and year?
0226.
02/2026. So I've got 02 or February of 2026 for the expiration date, 557 or 557, 557 on the back. The card itself was at 4494, 9704, 9386, 9480.
That's correct.
Does that bill at the home address then, the 1218?
That's the same one, yeah.
Same address. Of course, the zip is 98908.
08, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I know you said you had to put some money on that card. So when I'm looking at that client interview calendar, the 4 o'clock got taken. There's still 3 o'clock. Would that work? And there's also a 2 o'clock and a 1 o'clock.
Well, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. So it's going to be scheduled from 3 until 4. The call itself takes about 30 minutes. So sometime in that first half hour, usually within the first few minutes, we're going to give you a call. It's going to take about half an hour after that. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. At 2 o'clock is when you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite as well. So we would certainly be able to process that payment before 3 o'clock then, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when that payment is processed, and I'll see if our finance department can wait until 2 o'clock. How's that?
2 o'clock, what time is it?
It's 10, 3 minutes to 10.
Yeah, 2 o'clock should be fine.
Okay. So when that payment is processed at 2 o'clock, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have your client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there and the email address to contact client support by email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on that support email as well. Like I said, you'll receive a reminder email, too, at 2 o'clock that follow-up call is scheduled at 3. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, once we process that payment at 2 o'clock, like I said, you'll get that confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, it's going to ask you to kind of read through that. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to click on a small box that says I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the card, and then it's going to want you to type in Christian Lucatero. It is case sensitive, and then hit confirm signature. That, of course, does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that it's on that month-to-month basis, that we've reduced the rate to that $249, just the one-time setup fee of $20. On that first month, that the website's included. The other thing it does is it allows us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area and for us to do the initial NAPW audit, again, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. If you have any questions with that, our client interview technician can walk you through it. Like I said, you won't actually receive that link until 2 o'clock when that payment is processed. But other than that, you're pretty much set up here. Oh, I did want to say if I am available in that 3 o'clock hour when our client interview technician is ready to call you, and I don't get a lot of advance notice, so I don't know if it's going to be 3:05 or 3:10, or if they're running behind, it might be 3:15 when they're ready to make that call. But if I am between phone calls myself, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I'm on a call already, they'll call you on their own. They will have your files, so they'll do, of course, a great job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or really even if I am, I just wanted to set up a little more security here on your account. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with CNO Painting LLC, even if it's you, Christian, and we recognize your voice, we are going to ask you to quickly give us the answer to the security question. Even more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet name.
First pet's name. And what is the answer then?
Blue.
Did you say blue, like the color?
Yeah.
Okay. I just have to type it in twice here. So our client interview technician will already have that information as well. You can certainly ask them to give you that information if you like. You are all set and squared away here on my end. Like I said, we'll process that payment at 2. You'll get the confirmation email and the link to the terms and conditions, and then our client interview technician will give you that follow-up call in the 3 o'clock hour. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and getting a website out there. Of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. I hope that I am available in that 3 o'clock hour to speak with you again. If not, or even if I am, real pleasure speaking with you. You take care and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Paul, excuse me. Paul, sorry.
Sure.
Real quick. Question, sorry, I just,
okay.
On everything aside, what do you think about this, like when you see companies go to your website, like what do you hear about it? Like,
so like,
you not being at work pretty much, like what do you hear about it? Like do you hear good things about your, you know what I mean? Like, do people call you guys back and say, hey, thanks for this, thanks for that? You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
That?
No, I get emails all the time and text messages, too. People love the service. I mean, I've been with the company actually April 17th, so we're coming up less than 2 weeks already on my 10-year anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. We've been around since 2004, so 18 years. That's a long time for any business, and especially for a young industry like search engine optimization. That's a long time indeed. One of our biggest clients you might be familiar with, Extra Space Storage, major player in the self-storage industry. They started with us in early summer of 2008. So we've been earning their business 1 month at a time for almost 15 years. And they now have almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations all across the country and all on the first page. I'm not saying you're going to have multiple locations or even that you'll hire more guys or another crew, But even if all you ever do is scale back on paying for leads and chasing those leads down, letting your phone ring and have it be people who saw your website before they called you, I mean, that's going to be a high conversion rate. So you really are going to love the service. Like I said, at $249 with a website included and $100 of Facebook ads, 70 different destinations and directories that we create and keep updated and optimized every month, I mean, we don't break even until like the third or fourth month. And there's no way that we could stay in business 18 years if we weren't able to put our clients on that first page, get their phone ringing, send them the jobs, and earn their business, right? So we've got skin in the game too. So like I said, your success is our success. Very, very different than something like Angie Leads, where you probably already spent money just to sign up with them. Then you're going to pay money on top of that for leads that get sent out to your competitors. Whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you all still have to pay for that lead. So, I mean, it's impossible for me to say that Angie's cares more about you getting the job than someone else they've sold the exact same lead to. And, you know, it's very, very different than what we do. Like I said, we work with one business at a time per area and industry. So we are going to close out the category officially. We're not going to work with any of your competitors in your area. And that ensures you get those phone calls, that you're satisfied with the service. It makes sense for you, of course, but it also makes sense for us. You know, like I said, we have to keep you a satisfied client for several months just for it to make sense financially for us to do it in the first place. But like I said, we're just looking for the opportunity to get it going for you. You are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system too, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. And, of course, we expect you to use that. We want you to know that the service is working. Some of our clients don't, and we understand that, too. But a lot of our clients will just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? They say, oh, well, I found your website on Google. I mean, obviously, this is a website that we're building for you, so that would be enough for you to know that it's working. But we do recommend that you use your tracking and reporting, not just to see your success. You can see the work that we're doing, too. All of the almost 70 directories will have their own links and clickable icons. You can see that we created that content, that it's accurate, that it links back to your website. Of course, we're going to set you up as owners of the Google and Bing listings themselves. So even if you stop using our service, we're just going to ask for managerial service or managerial access, I should say, while you're using our service. Yeah. But even if you stop using our service, you're still going to have those listings. So you're still going to have an increased online presence above and beyond what you got. But like I said, we really are looking forward to getting your phone ringing and keeping it ringing and earning your business. If it makes dollars, awesome. It makes sense. No one cancels on profit. I'm sure you're going to love the service.
Yeah. I'm at peace. Okay.
I hope I'm between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you in that 3 o'clock hour.
I appreciate that. I hope you are too, man. But I'll get that going. I'm going to go ahead and give my boss a call and get all that money in there so that everything works
out. So we can
do
it at 2 o'clock then. I appreciate that. Again, I'm going to actually thank my supervisor. His first name is Christian, too. His last name is Hernandez, though, but you guys have the same first name. So I don't think he's – I didn't mention that, though. But I'll tell him now. I think he's going to feel good about that.
Probably, he probably would have given me an extra more. You should have mentioned that, huh?
it's the Topayo discount, right?
Alrighty.
You guys got the same name. All right. Well, I appreciate you, Christian. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. You too, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.